Stand at the edge of a Himalayan village and watch an elderly engineer divert winter streams into carefully constructed stone channels. Travel to the Maldives and witness government ministers holding a cabinet meeting underwater, dressed in business suits and scuba gear. Journey through the Amazon and meet a grandmother who survived a caiman attack while fighting to save the rainforest. These aren't scenes from science fiction, they're snapshots of our planet right now in what scientists call the Anthropocene, the age of humans. For 4.5 billion years, Earth has been shaped by asteroids, volcanoes, and the slow dance of continental plates. Life emerged, evolved, and gradually transformed the planet's chemistry and landscapes. Then humans appeared, a mere 200,000 years ago, and everything changed. We've become a geological force as powerful as any asteroid, leaving fingerprints in rock layers that future scientists will study, just as we examine dinosaur fossils today. We fly without wings, survive killer diseases, and even leave our planet to visit the moon. We've altered atmospheric chemistry, rerouted rivers, and triggered mass extinctions. The evidence is undeniable. Atmospheric CO2 levels 50% higher than natural, melting glaciers, acidifying oceans, spreading deserts. We're not just living on Earth anymore, we're remaking it. Earth's atmosphere maintained equilibrium through natural cycles until humanity pumped carbon dioxide levels 40% higher than pre-industrial times. The Anthropocene atmosphere tells contradictory stories. In Nepal's mountains, Mahabir Pun connected 40 isolated villages through an ingenious Wi-Fi network, reaching 60,000 people using equipment designed for 4-meter range stretched across 22 kilometers. I emailed the company to tell them what I'd done, he laughs, but they didn't believe me. By 2020, 5 billion people accessed the internet via mobile devices, representing humanity becoming a networked global community. Yet our emissions threaten everything. The deadly 1952 London smog killed 4,000 in 4 days. Today, Beijing's pollution shields the sun completely, and only 1% of Chinese urban residents breathe clean air by European standards. Across Asia, a brown cloud stretches thousands of kilometers, visible from space, accelerating Himalayan glacier melt and disrupting monsoons. Solutions work remarkably fast. Providing $30 clean cook stoves to 500 million households would cost just $15 billion while eliminating dangerous indoor smoke. Unlike many environmental problems, atmospheric conditions could normalize within years if we stopped emissions. In northern India's Ladakh, 2 major glaciers have vanished within a lifetime. Winter snowfall that once provided March meltwater for barley crops has diminished, replaced by destructive harvest season rain that ruins crops. Jawang Norpel, a 74-year-old retired engineer known as the Glacier Man, developed artificial glaciers that store winter water and melt precisely when needed for spring irrigation. His system diverts winter streams along stone embankments to large depressions where water freezes, strategically positioned to melt sequentially throughout the growing season. His first glacier in Phuktsa provided an extra 30 days of irrigation water, what farmers call a miracle, allowing them to cultivate more land and plant trees. Norpel has built 9 more glaciers, each providing 6 million gallons annually at a fraction of cement reservoir costs. His 10 artificial glaciers now sustain 10,000 people, effectively doubling agricultural yields. Halfway around the world in the Peruvian Andes, villagers are painting a mountain white to restore its vanished glacier. These local innovations reflect a growing field of planetary-scale engineering. Engineers propose Earth-orbiting space mirrors, whitewashing buildings, planting lighter-colored crops, and covering deserts with reflective materials. Despite concerns about unintended consequences, our climate predicament means such techniques will likely be seriously considered. The Mekong River sustains 1,300 fish species and 60 million people across 6 nations, yet hydropower threatens this lifeline. Laos aims to become the battery of Southeast Asia, but local fishermen counter, "We eat fish, not electricity." With 70% of Mekong fish migratory, dams devastate biodiversity and food security. Chinese dams upstream already cause erratic flooding and declining populations. Patagonian entrepreneur Francisco Vio challenges growth assumptions. Does it have to be a lifestyle where you consume more, destroy natural areas? We don't need so much electricity to develop. Limnologist Brian Reed warns that damming rivers turns flowing systems into stagnant lakes, disrupting silica levels that harm marine food chains far downstream. No Earth system exists in isolation. The central question, what price to preserve unique ecosystems? Rejecting such projects would signal developing countries choosing environmental protection over short-term gain, reshaping development thinking in the Anthropocene. From above, Earth reveals humanity's agricultural fingerprint. Green necklaces looping hills, neat patchworks, rectangular stripes, and perfect desert circles created by Earth's master gardener. In drought-stricken Gujarat, India, village chief Hardev Singh Jadeja transformed Raj Samadiala using satellite mapping to locate underground water channels. Villagers built 50 check dams capturing monsoon rains and replenishing aquifers. Farmers now earn 10 to 100 times more than neighbors, harvesting 3 annual crops despite persistent drought. In Uganda, Winifred Omoding rebuilt after civil war devastated her family and farm. Through a women's microloan cooperative and government scientists, she shifted from water-intensive maize to drought-tolerant sorghums, cassava, and millets. Her surplus harvests funded land purchases and now send all her children to private boarding schools. Scientists at India's International Crops Research Institute genetically modify crops for enhanced nutrition and resilience, creating drought-tolerant peanuts and beta-carotene-fortified varieties, preventing blindness in 250 million children worldwide. The Anthropocene demands diverse farming approaches. Environmental impact depends more on practices than genetic modification. No-till agriculture preserves soil and reduces emissions. Intensifying low-yielding agriculture could boost global production 58%. We must grow more on less land with less water and pollution, though farmland will likely expand toward covering half Earth's land surface. The Maldives' 1,200 islands sit just 2.3 meters above sea level. President Mohamed Ani Nasheed held an underwater cabinet meeting to spotlight rising seas threatening his nation's survival. Seas are rising at 3.5 millimeters yearly, twice the 20th century rate. Scientists project 2.3 meters of rise per one sea of warming, potentially rendering much of the Maldives uninhabitable between 2030 to 2070. The nation's vital coral reefs, home to 1,900 fish species and 187 coral species, face extinction by 2050. Carbon emissions devastate corals through warming-induced bleaching and acidification that dissolves their calcium skeletons. Scientists are fighting back by transplanting nursery-raised coral nubbins onto Ged reefs. At Vaben Faru, where El Niño killed 98% of coral in 1998, researchers deployed the Lotus, a steel structure using low-level electricity to trigger calcium deposition, helping corals grow 5 times faster. Ocean acidification threatens all calcium carbonate-building organisms, crustaceans, oysters, plankton, and tiny pteropods that feed fish and marine mammals. Kiribati's president, Anote Tung, captures the crisis. "We can see the islands disappear, tree by tree, house by house, into the waves." We've lost a third of wild vertebrates since 1970. Within 300 years, 75% of current mammal species will be extinct, with rates now 1,000-10,000 times the natural baseline. As one scientist notes, "I like to compare what's going on today to the asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs, except that now we are the asteroid." Bengal tigers illustrate this impact, reduced from 100,000 in 1900 to just 3,000 today, poached for traditional medicine, where parts fetch hundreds of dollars. The illegal wildlife trade, worth $12 billion annually, has evolved into organized crime with military weapons. The Serengeti exemplifies our cultural disconnect. Created in the 1950s following Yellowstone's pristine conservation model, it required evicting 10,000 Maasai who had sustainably inhabited the region for 200 years. Tourists prefer the Victorian illusion of human-free parks despite millions of years of people coexisting with wildlife. With over 95% of land vertebrate biomass now consisting of humans and domesticated animals, no truly pristine ecosystems remain. As the planet's gardeners, we must shift from saving individual species to creating resilient, functional ecosystems for our human-dominated world.